Hey everybody, welcome to the Euro Trash podcast. This is Robert. I wanted to do a quick episode because I got some time. Why not? Fuck you. I can do whatever I want.
Nice.
Several things happened today. Today I went to the fucking dentist again for cleaning, and apparently my mouth is so full of horse shit that they can only clean one quadrant at a time. You believe this shit? They referred to my dirty fucking dumpster fire, horse shit, manure filled AIDS nest as a fucking qu in quadrants. Sorry, sir, we only have room for in time for quadrant one because your mouth is fucked. It's not fucked, it's just I haven't gotten. She said, when's the last time you got a cleaning? And I said, well, that would be about 18 years ago. And it's like everything stopped. You could hear a record. Is that the record skip noise? Because it sounds, you ever hear something in your head? It sounds perfect in your head, and then when it's flying out of your mouth, it just sounds like bullshit. And that's what just happened. Record skips, everybody stops. I feel like they're all looking at me. Several hygienists. I swear to God, I heard a young girl go, "Oh my And she's like, "We're gonna need the supersonic right now." And I was like, "Holy shit, supersonic? That sounds like an intense tool, huh? What do you think that is? You think they you think they clean the tectonic plates out with that? What the fuck is that?" She brings out this thing, and they're having so much trouble hooking it up. They're talking about switching me seats so they can use this thing. And she's like, "There's no way I'm going to be done in time. This, have you seen this motherfucker's mouth? They start really, they start seriously whispering about me. They start saying, 'Oh my God, I can't believe it. Have you seen his fucking mouth? Oh my God, it looks like he ate popcorn and just rubbed the butter all over his teeth. Oh my God, this is going to be horrible. You seen his gums? Oh God, they're so inflamed and red. Holy shit, he looks like the picture on that gingivitis brochure we pass out.'" I have no idea what they're saying, but that this is what's going on in my head. They tell me, "Okay, listen, sir, this is just a blunt instrument that sprays water and vibrates." And I'm thinking, "Oh yeah, I guess this is gonna feel great." They start going for it. She starts using this shit. My gums are bleeding, all this shit. Listen, I don't have bad teeth. I just hate the dentist. The last time I went to the dentist, it was fucking horrible. Went 18 years. Went to the dentist about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago now, and it was fine. Took some X-rays. He told me what he wanted to do. It sounded good. Wasn't a bad time. And then I come over here, and this bitch is talking about she needs a supersonic fucking tooth decay wand that she got from the planet Krypton encased in a crystal fortress. Listen, just clean the fucking teeth. And she's like, "I'm gonna only have time to do one quadrant in time. It's so bad." And I'm like, "Holy shit. What are you talking about in my mouth like it's got hemispheres?" All right, then do that quadrant, I guess. Quadrant one, here we go. Let's get cracking. She starts going for it. It's uncomfortable as shit getting your teeth clean. I don't know why people rant and rave about this. "All I want is one free cleaning every year. That's why I pay for dental insurance." Meanwhile, the insurance doesn't cover everything. And they want this cleaning. The cleaning fucking sucks. At least when you're getting the real painful stuff done, you know that you're doing something. You get a root canal, you get a crown put on, some fillings. You know that there is some shit that they are doing. A cleaning hurts like this, and I feel like they're about to pull my teeth right out. They jab that hook in there, and then they just pull. They pull like they're fucking hanging from a bungee cord, like the bungee cord broke. They're going bungee jumping, the bungee cord broke, and now they're hanging on to the little frayed end for their life, and they're just trying to pull themselves up. That's what it feels like. The amount of pressure they're putting on my teeth is ridiculous. It's fucking crazy. I know I'm probably exaggerating and I'm being a little bitch about this. I don't like the dentist. I don't. If they had an option, if they said, listen, you can go to the dentist or you have to brush your teeth with your best friend's dick. Like you have to put toothpaste on his dick, and then this is how you brush your teeth from now on. I would take my friend's dick anytime. As long as I get to choose the friend, there's some friends' dicks I wouldn't want near me. I have my friend Danny, he's a fucking slut. He fucks any girl he can find on Tinder, doesn't give a shit. And so his dick, it'll probably give me cavities. It's got so much fucking pussy sugar on it, it's probably horrible. I'll probably get diabetic. So I don't want his dick. My other friend Frank, his dick's not much better. It sees less use, but it's just grimier, I'm sure. It's I don't like it. I don't like either of those guys' dicks. Let's see, if I had to choose a dick, I don't know. It's hard to tell because you don't want a dick that gets used a lot, but you also don't want some dick that's just been like hiding out and hasn't been taken care of. So it's a balancing act, you know, because people who use their dick more often, yeah, they might have been sticking it in every nasty fucking jizz trap that they could find, but at least you know they're washing it, they're doing the upkeep, the maintenance on it, got it trimmed real nice. You know, the presentation's good. So I don't know. In the end, I might have to go with Danny's dick. Even though he fucks any slut off Tinder he can, at least I know it's gonna be well maintained. He does work out after he gets home every day. I don't know. It sounds good. How about this? You guys tell me, should I? I'll leave it up to you. Should I brush my teeth with Danny's dick or Frank's dick? Let me know. Back to the story. So I hate this shit. I hate getting my teeth clean. They use this supersonic shit. It's as uncomfortable as it sounds. It's just spraying water, and then you have to like, and then they say spit, right? But they don't mean spit. I don't get what they fucking do this. They need to update their vernacular when it comes to dentistry. This hygienist is like spit, and she puts, you know, they put that little suction dick in your mouth, and you're supposed to spit into it. But really, what they mean is let this dick suck all the water out of your mouth. Because when you spit it, you feel like it's cr I want to know where all this spit goes. That's another thing. Where the fuck's my spit going? You collecting my spit? Then you're going to use my DNA to create more dental customers? Where the fuck's my spit going? I want to know this, and that's just the conspiracy theorist part of me is I want to know what the fuck is going on. Why do you want my spit? If you really just needed me to spit, you'd get a little pail or something, just or a cup, and you have me spit in a cup. Why the fuck is my spit being suctioned out of my mouth like I'm some fucking show horse or something that you need my sperm for to create more studs and Kentucky Derby winners. Where is my spit going? I don't know where it goes. It goes down through some tube. It goes somewhere. It could go nowhere, and it could also go into a tank that's being used for cloning dental clients. I don't know. And you can't prove that it's not doing that, so you can fuck right off. All of you who are listening and calling me a bullshit artist or a conspiracy freak. It's just one idea I have. I'm not publishing it. You know, I was just talking out loud. She uses this fucking supersonic wand and she gets all done and she's like, "All right, I'll walk you back up to the front." As if like I'm being just shown around like, "Hey guys, check out this fucking shit bag of a mouth that I just worked on." Yeah, this is the guy. Hey, this is the guy with I can only do one quadrant at a time. Quadrant boy. Yeah, that's the last thing I need is being called Quadrant boy to all these fucking dental people. And you know, there's one dentist there, there's a bunch of hygienists, and there's this woman in the front. And this woman in the front is checking me out, you know, and she's got to schedule me for another cleaning, you know, because I got three more fucking quadrants to get through. And she's like, "Okay, hold on just a sec, hon." And then she gets on her cell phone and she, "I gotta take this call. I gotta." Like, she just had to take the call while she's checking me out. I just want to leave. And she's like, "What's that, hon?" "Oh, I love you too. Okay, so are they coming to pick up the chairs? Are they? There's the chairs. I put the chairs out in the backyard." And you know, I'm very interested how in Reno, Nevada, we have an old Jew woman working with this accent. It's the most bizarre shit. "Yeah, the chairs in the backyard. Now, listen, I just want to get rid of them. This is a nightmare. Just get rid of them. I'm going to tell the lady, just take the chairs and put some money under the mat. And that's it. We're done with it." Then she hangs up. She's like, "Oh, can you believe? I just hate selling things on Facebook." And I was like, yeah, sure, it's crazy to sell something on Facebook. So I tell her, "Well, you know what you can do? The great thing about Facebook is if you're selling something to somebody, you can always like stalk their profile. You know, you can go on their Facebook profile and see what kind of bullshit they're posting." "Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Have you ever had a weird experience?" And I have. I've had a weird experience. I sold a king size spare king size mattress we had to somebody. And the person, when they were messaging me, spoke in coherent sentences. Completely sound like a normal fucking person. And then when they came to pick it up, this guy came out of the car and he said, "Has your blah." And I was like, "What? Has the blah?" It's like, "What the fuck? Has blah?" "Bro, what are you saying right now?" And he was Mexican, could barely speak English. He was missing all his front teeth, and the side of his jaw was all swollen. Like he got into a fist fight or something. So this guy couldn't talk at all. I'm sure he was saying something, but he said, "Has be that?" And I was like, "Whatever." So I just put my hand out, like, "Where's the money?" He gave me some money. I let him take the mattress. And I don't care how much money he gave me because I just wanted the whole conversation to be over. So I tell her this story, which she finds hilarious. Oh, that's wonderful. That story is so hilarious. Anyway, okay, so your copay is going to be $50, and we're going to have you come back in August to finish the other quadrants. And then I knew that my cleaning was free, but I imagined that my mouth needed so much cleaning that they were like, "Well, fuck this, fuck his free cleaning, we're charging them." So I'm fine with that. They use the supersonic wand. I'm sure that uses a lot of water. I'm fine with paying for that. So it's whatever. So that's what happened. Went to the dentist. That was kind of fucking crazy. And then I decided I just got my teeth all clean. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna shove some burritos and tacos right again, grind against the front of my teeth. And I think the best part about getting teeth clean is when they put that polish on. I don't know what they use. It's kind of like toothpaste, but it's very sugary. It's kind of sweet, and I like it. I like the taste of it on my tongue. Anyway, I go to Super Burrito, get some food. I go to my sister's house because we had made plans. We were gonna go to Legends at Sparks, and we were gonna go to the Adidas outlet and look at tracksuits because I feel like a fucking liar to all of you people because I'm over here with a Eurotrash podcast and I don't own a tracksuit. I have some Reebok track jackets, some of that shit. But I don't have a complete ensemble and I definitely don't have that three stripe black and white. That's what you gotta wear. Three stripe black and white. Listen, Any true Eastern Bloc piece of shit has an Adidas three stripe black and white full getup. I got a gold chain in my mom's house. It's happening. I need to get in character. So we went to the outlet. I tried some stuff on. I really need to get a pair of shoes. I think that's the only thing I really need is I need a pair of shoes because I got a track suit in the works that's being figured out. So that's not going to be a problem. The problem is going to be the shoes. I want those shell toe white Adidas. I just need them in my life. So that's what I'm working on right now. Working on getting those. And they're really comfy, so it's going to be great. So that's what I did today. We had a good time. I was telling them about how my dad has this fucking dog. Listen, my dad, my whole life, was cold, emotionless, and just, was not around emotionally, right? Big deal. Get the fuck over it, Robert. Well, I know. I've stopped crying. Believe me, I have no more tears for this fucking guy. He now has this dog. It's this little Scottish, I don't know if it's a Scottish Terrier. What the fuck it is? I don't give a shit. This dog is a fucking demon, and he needs to be taken out back and shot. That's what he needs to be done to him. We need an old-fashioned Joseph Stalin. Joseph Stalin. What's the word I'm fucking looking for? Joseph Stalin. Not appointed. I don't know. Maybe commissioned. Okay, Joseph Stalin commissioned death by firing squad. That's what we need. An old Soviet funeral. That would be great for this dog. The dog barks at you the whole time you come in the house. Then he gets used to you. And he kind of chills out. And then the first time you make a move, or my dad will like give me a hug or say something to me, this dog goes fucking nuts and he'll just try to bite you. And it has to do with my dad, excuse me. When he sees my dad, then he turns on you. You could take him for a walk, just you and him, and he'll be fine. He'll be good. You go for a walk. He's having fun getting his exercise. He sees my dad, he attacks you. There's something about my parents that this dog is like territorial about. So, I don't know. I fucking hate the dog, though. So, I'm going to be watching their house. I'm going to be living at their house for 3 weeks next month while I watch these dogs. Their other dog is precious. Just a really loving dog, but fuck if she's not annoying. You gotta be petting her the whole time, and she's a Shih Tzu. You gotta pet her the whole time. If you don't, she'll start barking at you, and she'll get right up in your face and start licking you too. It's kind of crazy, kind of disgusting. But she's nice. She's not a big deal. This other dog, though, oh, I swear to fucking God, I'm gonna just feed him to a fucking hawk. Oh man, he drives me nuts. It's just like, listen, man, you're the one that's new here. I've been around. Almost their whole lives. My parents had me when they were 18. As of right now, I have known them longer than they've known themselves. Almost. I mean, at 18, my mom had me. She might have even been 17. Who knows? She lies about all this shit. So who can know for sure? It's insane. But yeah, this dog drives me fucking crazy. So I'm gonna watch the house. I'm gonna watch this dog, and we're gonna get into some shit. We're gonna have an understanding. I mean, you're gonna take this dog and put him in a bag and spin him around in the air, and then shoot him out of a cannon so he learns to respect me. I'm just gonna torture the dog, I guess. Try to get him to submit to me, or I'm gonna have to just dominate him. I'm gonna have to put my hand over his throat. And just hold him while he goes nuts until he calms down, get tired of him out, and then show him, I'm still here, motherfucker. What's up? I'm still here. I've been here. I used to live in his fucking balls. Where the fuck were you? Yeah. This dog, if you could tell, this dog gets me real revved up real fast. Oh man. Yeah. So that's what's been going on with me. Hopefully you guys are good. Just want to, again, just making this quick episode, because you guys are demanding it. You guys keep listening to all this shit. I don't even know why you're doing this. This is, I mean, I feel like I should be doing it because I need to get all this shit out of me, but you guys have been enjoying it, so you rock. Another episode here real soon, but enjoy this one. This is going to be Euro Trash number 4. Crazy. All right, see ya.